USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's journey continues, but it's weakening now as it brings heavy rain and high winds to eastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. And while some minor damage is being seen in North Carolina, Carolina Beach Mayor Joe Benson says
it wasn't quite what we thought it would be, what we expected. And then therefore the damage usually follows suit.
And Benson told MSNBC he expects people to be packing North Carolina's beaches again by this weekend. However, a storm surge warning is in effect up to the Virginia coast, and tropical storm warnings and watches are in effect all the way up to Massachusetts. After 3 years in the post, Middle East envoy Jason Greenblatt is leaving the Trump administration, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Fans of Texas-style country music are mourning the death of a Texas country singer, Kylie Rae Harris. Texas officials say the 30-year-old was killed on Wednesday night in a three-vehicle crash that also killed a teenage girl. Researchers have found some new clues as they work to solve the recent vaping deaths.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Former Press Secretary Sarah Sanders writing a memoir about her time at the White House under President Trump. It's slated for publication in the fall of next year. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is looking forward to negotiating a new trade deal with Great Britain after Brexit is resolved. Hosting Pence in London, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it would be fantastic to strengthen economic ties with the U.S. Johnson, though, is having serious problems holding on to his authority as he's been trying to push Brexit through a deeply divided parliament. President Trump is blaming the media for a brouhaha over an altered weather map. The president tweeting again yesterday that, quote, Alabama was going to be hit or grazed by Hurricane Dorian, but it took a different path, adding, fake news knows this very well. The president made headlines this past weekend for tweeting that Alabama could get hit by Dorian, even though the National Weather Service said it was not in line to get struck by the storm at all. Former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has died. He led that African nation from 1980 to 2017, first as prime minister, later as president. He was ousted from power in a military coup in November of 2017. Robert Mugabe was 95. And the NFL's 100th season kicked off last night with a big rivalry as the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears played in Chicago. It was a defensive battle with a lot of sloppy offense. In the end, the Packers beat the Bears by a score of 10-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.